Blog Talk Radio.
It is what it is.
Yo, yo, peace, peace. Collective Minds Radio. We back in the building. Had a slight delay, but it's all good. We back. It's Brother Kev. And I'm here with Elijah Starr and Mufasa Ra. What's up, y'all?
What's up with you, Brother Kev?
What's the word?
It's another day. All right.
I take it we missing Elijah Starr. We missing our feminine energy, the feminine principle.
She'll get with us in a minute.
Okay, all right, cool. Oh, cool. We'll just keep rolling, man. All right, so we do got a good show, got a good conversation going on tonight. And, again, it's Collective Minds Radio, y'all. Give us a call because, like I say, this is Collective Minds, so we like to hear everybody's opinions and thoughts on the topics that we discuss. So give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, Brother Mufasa, you got any announcements?
Hey, you know, only announcement I got for real, man, I went to go see that movie. I went to go see that Avengers.
Infinity Wars?
Infinity Wars?
Yeah.
Man. I got to keep it real.
What's up?
That was deep. Wasn't
okay.
That? Yeah, I guess we can talk about that at another time, but I enjoyed it myself. I know you checked it out too, right?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I was going to go this weekend, but ended up getting busy. No, I ain't seen it yet, but I heard a few reviews, and yeah, I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to definitely go check it out.
Oh, well, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying nothing, and I wasn't even talking.
Nah, you know, I don't care nothing about, spoilers and all that, you know what I'm saying? So you got something to chime in on.
We can wait. We can talk about it off air or something. But I did enjoy it. I think Ryder might enjoy it when she see it too. So
I'm sure.
We might go check it out again. We might have to do a Collective Minds field trip and go check it out.
Okay. I think I hear our sister.
Yeah, she in the building. I'm going to throw this in with my announcement. I went to see it at my favorite theater in St. Louis, 241 Cinema, located in Paisdale, Missouri. For all my St. Louisans, you know, go check it out. Support your local theater.
Indeed. And welcome, Rigel Starr. Do you have any announcements?
No announcements today.
Okay, indeed. And, I don't have any announcements either, so I guess, we can get right into the conversation. Your boy Kanye West has been, having social media on fire. You know, he's been doing a few things, a few antics, and, his behavior that we're going to discuss today, you know what I mean, like, is the brother a genius? Is the brother crazy? Is he off? Is he on? What's going on? So, we just go chop it up with the fam again. This is Collective Minds Radio, so we do want to hear your opinion. If you're out there, give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And, we're going to start right with the meat and potatoes. We ain't going to start with no baby food. We starting right with the most controversial comment that Kanye West made. And we got to see, what the Collective Minds family thinks about that comment. So we just go put it out there. Was 400 years of slavery a choice for black people?
Mm-mm-mm.
And I guess, we give it to the lady first, Rigel Starr. Was 400 years of slavery a choice, keyword choice, for black people?
Right. And my answer is going to be coming from Ryder's perspective, and then we'll deal with Kanye's perspective later. So,
indeed,
a choice. If I mean, we do have choices. I mean, I can't even act like we don't. We do. We do have choices. And somebody may disagree and say, no, we don't have choices. But that's fine. We do. We do have them. And we can, and I also believe that when we're not living consciously, we still make choices with our unconscious, because our unconscious choices are really based off of us anyway. It's based off of our karma. It's based off of our energy. It's based off of the things that we, what's driven, you know, the things that are driving us to do certain things. So our subconscious is acting off of that. So we still making choices. Some choices we just not aware of. And I don't even want to go in too deep. I think that's good enough. That's really my answer to that, is I think we do have choices. And I think we do have choices. And that was your question. That's my answer.
Okay. Mm. So well, hold on. Right. Was that a yes or a no?
That's the answer. That's what we do have choices.
Yes.
You don't have to. I don't have to use the word yes. But this, my answer is that is, we have choices. You asked the question.
Roger,
a choice?
Guys,
was slavery 400 years of slavery? Was slavery a choice? 400 years. You have choices every day. So, yes, 400 years, you have choices. It's a little more complicated. And that's why I was just going to wait
right.
and go all off to it later, because
okay.
the bottom line is we have choices. That's the bare truth of it all. And we made certain choices for whatever the reason was. I'm not judging the reason. I'm just saying that the fact is that choices are made.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I was just trying to see which, you know, what perspective.
I mean, you want to ask me another question, that's fine.
No, that's good. I got you. I think I'm kind of clear. So it was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we cleared. And we're diving into it. Let's get to move fossil.
Let me go ahead and end right quick. Because I'm gonna do my best to, right now I wanna have a out of body experience. Okay. For the first time on this show, I'm going to elevate up out of this shell. And I'm going to float above myself to a higher plane of thought and join Kanye West and elevate my mind into another dimension of space and time here. So y'all with me? Follow me, brother.
I'm with you, and you're right.
Okay, I appreciate you, sir. All right, let me fly. Okay. I am going to say yes, agree with you as well, that yes, we have a choice. Everybody has a choice. You are 100% correct. And I appreciate what the brother Kanye West did with his statement, because he slapped so many people in the face with something they just don't want to accept and didn't want to hear. We have choices.
It's almost like he said. It's almost like he said Jesus isn't real.
Yeah, he slapped. Kanye did what he has done since he's been here. And you know what? You know, I know Brother Kev didn't quite ask, you know, he asked just that question. I answered that part there. Yes, I agree. I have to say this as well. Now, because everybody talked about the, you know, Charlamagne the God interview. But that TMZ interview was so powerful. If you listen to what the brother said, he said, look, I'm an artist. I'm just painting a picture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he did exactly what he came to do. He painted the picture. And he also said, he said so many powerful things in that little, I don't even know if I want to call it an interview, in that little outburst, you know. But he said so many powerful things I guess we'll touch on later. But I'm with the brother in what he said. Slavery, yes, it was a choice. And I know that slapped a lot of people in the face and that hurt it. But, hey, it is what it is. You know, I'm going to pass you, Brother Kev, so you can give your spiel and then we can go hard in the paint.
Go hard in the paint, yes, sir. So what's, I mean, you know, I think the brother did do something good and do something dynamic. And, you know, just to share with the family, I've been conflicted all week. Because both sides, whether we disagree or agree, both sides are making good points. So I said, just, you know, for the show, I'm going to pick a side. So I'm going to say,
come roll, please.
Yeah, I'm going to say, no, 400 years of slavery was not a choice. Because I'm going to look at it from this perspective. I agree with you and Roger Starr, yes. We do have choices every day. We do have choices. Everyone has choices to make. But we make those choices based off of the information and the knowledge that we have at the time. You know, if we don't have all the information, a lot of times we cannot make the correct choices. And so when you talk about slavery, like I said, there's a lot of different nuances and different things that go along with slavery. First of all, we got to put into context and remember that these were prisoners of war. You dig what I'm saying? Like, we got to remember that our ancestors were actually captured, chained, beaten, traumatized. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do have a choice even in those situations. You know, you can jump off the boat, you can fight. You know, there's a lot of different things that you can do as far as the choice. However, like I said, it's a little more complicated than, you know, they just getting over here and then, you know, they being enslaved and they just making the choice just to free everybody. Because even Harriet Tubman said, you know what I'm saying, I would have freed more slaves if they knew they were slaves. A lot of people born into this condition and born into these situations don't even realize or are too fearful to make that, you know, just like I said, based on the information or based on the things that they've experienced and seen, they can't even fathom running away or being free, you know, much like today, you know what I'm saying? So I agree with what he was trying to say, because he did try to clean it up at the end that, you know, a lot of this stuff was mental and were mental slaves and this and that. So, yes, I agree with that. We are still mental slaves today. And that goes
I think he just tried to clear it up.
No, I think he tried to clean it up, because saying 400 years of slavery is different than saying, huh?
Nobody understood, and it's evidenced by everybody's reaction and even your defense, that nobody understood what he was saying. That's why all the anger and uproar. He wasn't saying, he's saying the same thing you just said. They did have choices. Yeah, they make choices like you said and like I acknowledged earlier, based off of certain circumstances
right.
and times, information, all that. However, it's still a choice, and so that's not wrong. I think if they took that and they were thinking something wrong, then that's other people adding in their own assumptions about what he meant. And I think he just basically cleared it up. He wasn't that, because I heard someone else, Don, on CNN. He said that too, like he tried to clean it up. And I'm like, no, I don't think he's trying
to
clear it
up.
It's clear nobody understood, so he's just trying to, you know, give some information.
Okay, well, this is another thing I'm going to say.
Nobody should be angry about the truth.
I agree. And you do have a choice every day. Everybody has a choice, right? So I agree with that. However, what he's not taking into account, because I think Kanye is going off the narrative that we have been told in school and through movies and media about slavery. He's going with that historical narrative that the slaves were fearful. You know, you had the happy slave, and then you got the slave that's just too fearful and buck-eyed and scared to do anything. But that is not the entire case, because there were a lot of revolts. And I think, like I said, that comment is a slap in the face to the people who fought back, you know, to the people who risked their lives to get out of slavery, to the ancestors who ran away at the risk of dogs chasing them and biting them and being lynched and all these other things, of being brought back to the plantation, being whipped and all this other stuff. So he actually left out those parts. So now, hold on, I just want to do this real quick, and I'm going to let you go. Because I got a shout-out to my brother David. He sent me a list of most of the recorded slave revolts that happened in America since 1526. So I can just go down the line. You know, you got the Gaspar Yanga's revolt around 1526. You have, revolts in Virginia. You got the New York Slave Revolt, the Samba Rebellion, the Stoner Rebellion in 1739. You got a slave insurrection of 1741. You got Gabriel's Conspiracy. You got the Igbo Land and Slave Escape in 1803. It goes on and on. Like, this is a long list. You got Denmark Vesey's conspiracy to have the largest slave revolt. You got the Nat Turner Rebellion. You got the Black Seminole Rebellion. You got the Gutcha-Geely Wars. So what I'm saying is, we did fight back, and it wasn't a choice. A lot of people was fighting back. It just took us 400 years to free ourselves, and on top of that, we freed ourselves. It wasn't the Civil War, and it wasn't Abraham Lincoln that freed the slaves. We freed ourselves by fighting back, you know, and we used the help of some white people. But it was on us to free our own self. But they're selling us the narrative that, you know, the Civil War freed us and Abraham Lincoln. But that's not true. You see?
Sound like somebody.
That's not true. Go ahead.
I was just saying, sound like some people made a choice to me. Just listening to what you said there.
Right.
Yeah.
Agree.
And that statement can only apply to people that are... who it applies to, that they're choosing to stay there. So it don't apply to the ones, all that list of choices that you just demonstrated, Nat Turner, everybody, only thing you did was just told us a list of choices that other people made. So that statement don't apply to them because, like you said, they chose to do something different. They went against to do something different. So that statement don't even apply to them anyway. You know,
right.
It's just true that people do have choices. I don't know why people don't understand that, or they do understand it, but it's like to acknowledge that that's true, you think that that means you're also saying that they were wrong, they were stupid. We're not putting all that type of negativity toward it. We know that people brought, you know, our ancestors over here and said that's true as well.
Right.
But
so
the choice
I'm
that they
is,
made is the truth.
Yeah, the choice is there. But what I'm saying is, like I said, it's complicated. And we also got to keep in mind that, you know, there were a lot of different things that went on. For instance, we're talking about a lot of trauma. Like, you know, these slave owners and slave masters, they would figure out different tactics to use in order to traumatize people and, stop them from revolting and wanting to run away. So we got to keep in mind, like, the psychological trauma, the torture they use. You know, you taking the biggest, baddest slave on a plantation and you buck-breaking him in front of everybody. You know, you raping, you tie him up and may rape his wife and send his kids off, and just we're talking about unimaginable types of torture. So, you know, for somebody to experience this and grow up in this, it can be devastating. You know what I'm saying?
It is devastating.
They do have a choice, but, you know, like I say, based on their experience and the knowledge that they have.
You understand why they made the choice they made? You understand why they made the choice they made?
In some instances, yes. Yeah, I can understand.
When you say,
I can understand.
Yeah. When you say, yeah. When you say the same thing happened in Haiti, that they was doing using those same type of mental strategies on the African people in Haiti, and they still resisted.
That's
they still resisted as well.
That's true.
They made a choice to resist.
Right, and that's why I gave that list, because we resisted it as well in here in the Americas. So now I'm going to say, now look at this. We resisted, I'm going to say we resisted all the way up into 1965. We resisted this system, slavery, all that stuff up until 1965. As soon as we got integrated, that's when we lost our fight. They took the physical chains off, and now we just got mental chains on, and we don't have a fight no more, it seems, you know, as a group, as a collective. Black
that's
people don't, we don't fight no more.
It's that form of slavery now.
Right. Well, I agree.
And let me say this real fast, because if people feel like that is such a wrong statement to make, that if they're afraid to acknowledge the bare truth that no matter how traumatizing, devastating, we understand the tough positions they were in. I understand that. That's why I tried to say earlier. Right now I'm speaking for myself. We can get on Kanye later. But I acknowledge that. I know that. But it's still a choice that they made. I'm not saying that. So if people cannot accept the truth, that we didn't have a choice then they don't think we got a choice now. And that's why we don't stay where we are.
Right. Agreed.
If you don't think we had a choice then you don't think we got a choice now.
Agreed. I agree with that. I mean, I really can't say nothing to that. Now, watch this. Like I said, I've been conflicting all week. So watch this. I'm going to say something that's going to contradict everything I just said.
It happens. Don't worry.
Because when we did the Black Panther show, I praised Killmonger for his famous line that he said at the end of Black Panther. And that was, just bury me by the ocean so I can jump off with my ancestors who knew that death was better than a life of bondage.
That's right. Come on, brother. Confess.
I got to come home with that one. Like, you know, after all that I just said, we did have a choice, fighting back or to the death. Because that's the famous line is freedom or death. You know what I'm saying? Freedom or death. You know, so, but I just don't want to give that explanation. Yeah, because I don't want to sound too insensitive to the ancestors that, you know, actually fought back and did what they, did what they had to do.
That's just the truth. That's not being insensitive. That's just being truthful.
You can take that
information and apply it to all kind of things to make you feel hurt, but you're doing that to yourself.
Right.
Because that's why they had choice.
That's why I said what he did was, in my opinion, was brilliant. Because he slapped people in the face that needed a good slapping. You needed to hear that. And a lot of people didn't take everything he said in the full context. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, the regular people who caught up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they was doing what they had to do, what they felt they had to do. And it ain't like like Roger said, it ain't like we just saying that they were stupid for what they did. Yeah, but 400 years? That's what the man was trying to say. Like, 400 years? Like, really?
Right.
It's like, dang, right. How hard-headed do we got to be? When do we just say enough is enough? 400 years? I mean, that's just real talk what he said. You know what I'm saying? 400, here we are still with mental chains on. You know, and you can lay out a plan. You can lay out, like how we had a show about code. We can explain codes for us to get on. And as a collective, we won't do it. It's some people that do, but as a collective, we won't do it. So I'm glad he slapped people in the face with that, because maybe after they get through assessing all this, some of us, they'll think about it like, man, maybe this brother right. Maybe it's time for us to think a little bit more about why we in the condition that, why some of us are in the condition that we in, change it. Because another part, and I know we got to acknowledge that, you know, anybody that's on the line that's listening, you know, we're going to get with you in a second. We're going to take your call in maybe another minute or two. So bear with us. But what the brother said was powerful.
Right.
As far as like being a free thinker and thinking outside the box of where he's trying to go from this point on. You know, and like I said earlier, I'm taking myself out of my body here. I'm having an astrophysical conversation with y'all here, because that's not
right.
Saying ain't gonna be the 100% viewpoint of your brother Mufasa. But I understand what he's saying as far as moving ahead as a human race and being a free thinker, because at some point we may have to get to that point. Especially if us as black people are not making the choice to get on code. I'm being careful with my words. Get on code and uplift, liberate ourselves. And if that's not what we're going to do, then we may have to get on board with the human race in order to avoid extinction or possibly being put back in physical slavery.
Indeed. Let's y'all want to get to the phone lines, see what we got out there in Collective Minds Universe.
Okay, let's take caller 336-965. Caller, you have a question or a comment?
No, because I got on late and I really don't quite understand what you were talking about. I saw some of the things you were saying, but I really, really didn't get into it. So let me listen a little bit more and I'll let you know, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, just stay on, caller, and while you're there, I'll just let you know that we are talking about basically the comments that Kanye West made, specifically saying that slavery was a 400 years of slavery was a choice for black people. And it got a lot of people, you know, it got a lot of people up in arms, but I do have to agree, you know, with my brother Mufasa and my sister Roger Starr that it was the truth. That we do have choices, and it was a slap in the face to a lot of people to wake the hell up.
Yeah,
because you know you do have a choice on the decisions you're making, especially in this time and age. Now, like I said, back then I have a lot of sympathy for what, you know, our ancestors went through and all that, but today, especially today, you have a choice to be in mental bondage or not.
Right.
You know, mental slavery or not. And you have a choice to make better decisions with all the resources that are available to you. And if you want to remain in that ignorant state, then it's really on you. You know, at this point.
I was strong in what he was saying about, you know, the whole free thinking thing is so powerful, because even like he said, I put on the hat, because who are y'all to tell me what I can't put on? You know, we put each other in these boxes all the time.
Hey,
disclaimer, Mufasa is having out of body experiences. It's not the normal thought
of Mufasa. Right.
So who are we to put people in categories and boxes? You know, I'm a this, I'm a that. I go by this religion. I got to go by that. So Kanye basically saying I can do what I want to do. If I want to marry a Persian woman and have a baby with her, I can do that. If I want to make America great, wear this hat, I can do that. If I wanted to go meet Donald Trump, I can do that. If I want to say George Bush don't like black people, I can say what I want to say.
make Jesus walks, make the ugliest shoe, and still become a millionaire. He can do that. So I respect what the brother is doing by saying you can't put these limitations on me. I'm free to do what I choose to do. And a lot of us, all of us are free to do what we want. You know,
this is true.
Except, you know, we have, I think a lot of us are just scared to take the step, all of the steps that we need to free ourselves, because what do? We want, if I start saying everything that I feel, right, just being a free thinker, what the people in my neighborhood going to do, or the people that say, he's crazy. There's something wrong with him. If I go to work just expressing everything I want to say, he's crazy. That don't mean I'm crazy. Maybe just mean I'm just truly 100% expressing myself. You dig what I'm saying?
Indeed.
So that's what he was trying to say. We put all these limitations on each other and bondage upon people because that's what we do.
Right. And I agree with everything you said. However, I do have to push back on the brother wearing the Make America Great Again hat. And the reason I got to push back with that, because that is the symbol for, you know, of course, the Donald Trump, and that's the symbol for the alt-right. Now, we do know the alt-right, they've been collecting bodies this year. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of shootings, these bombings down in Austin, the school, like all of these people are tied to the alt-right. And we know what their get down is. They don't really mess with us like that as far as black people and minorities. You know, so I do understand the free thinking thing because, like I say, I consider myself a free thinker as far as thinking outside the box on religion and a lot of social issues. You know, I think, you know, in my opinion, if the people on this line, my two other hosts, I think y'all are free thinkers. You know, you don't necessarily go with the group thinking, you know what I'm saying, all the time as far as different issues. So I'm with all the free thinking, and, you know, we shouldn't be putting people in a box. You are free to, you know, do whatever you want to think and speak how you feel without being ridiculed. However, I don't think that should go against your best self-interest just to be controversial. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't put the Make America hat again on just to be controversial and think you're thinking outside the box. I think you just doing a detriment.
Well,
because those people are not for us, you know what I'm saying?
But let me add this part, because I want you to come back and comment on it. From what I heard, I heard him say that he threw the hat on almost as a way of, like, how black people use the term, the N-word. You know, they was using the N-word in a negative manner, and we started using the word of love. And so he said he just ganked the hat, took the hat, and he turned the hate back around on them. So, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think the brother is delusional, and I think it kind of goes into the question I asked last week, because he pushed in this love thing. He's like, oh, I love everybody, man. I'm this and that. And, you know, at a certain point, I get under, like, he's talking some heart chakra over your head type spiritual type stuff. I love everybody, love, love, love. But what he's failing to realize is the people that he's saying he loves, you know, by wearing the hat and thinking he's turning against them, those people don't care about that. You know, they're not interested in his love, and his love is not going to change their position or how they feel about black people. Because we got to remember, all we got to do is look at history. I'll just give you two quick examples. The Indians tried love. They welcomed Christopher Columbus and the pilgrims over here. They showed love, fed them, showed them about traditions and all that. And what did they do? They got slaughtered. Slaughtered with disease and, you know, slaughtered by other means. Basically genocide by showing love to a group of people who were deceitful and did not love them. Now we fast forward. A recent example. Martin Luther King tried love. And what happened to our brother? So I think he's making a great mistake with that, thinking that love is going to change the alt-right's minds or these racist white supremacists' minds, because that is furthest from the truth. And I hope the brother is careful by aligning himself with that group, because they will throw him under a bus just like they do. And they'll use him.
Well,
you see, they'll use him for what they can use him for, but they'll throw him under the bus.
He wanted to drown out the hate with the love. Like, because he said, like, look at where all the hating has gotten us throughout all this time. He, like, it ain't got us nowhere. He said, let's try something different. Let's try love.
But look, but no. So, now, let me put this on you, because
and saying that, hey, we
us,
all we
it's not us. Right, but check this out.
Let me say something. I'm glad you're getting ready to say this. Go ahead.
Yeah, is he talking to the black people or is he talking to them? Because black people have done nothing but love and forgive. That's
to,
why
the
we
ones
in the position
need it.
Huh?
That's who he's talking to, the ones who need the love. He's not saying love to the people that's already loving. It's love to the ones who ain't loving. What you going to tell me to love for and I'm loving already? Right. Obviously, I'm going to talk to somebody that ain't loving. So it's not that love is going to, if you're looking at it in terms of his love is going to change. No, it's that they need to find the love that he has in them. They the ones
right,
need the love.
Agreed, but that is not his base, which is why a lot of his fans are upset, because when he speaks to his base, to his Twitter followers, to his social media followers. Most of his base are quote-unquote free-thinking blacks, you know what I'm saying, or some free-thinking white people, quote-unquote. He's talking to him. His base is not the alt-right. It seems like he's telling black people to try love when that's what we've been doing for a long time, and that's why we haven't just snapped and went off the deep end, because we've been patient, loving, and forgiving to our oppressor, you see. But it's him that needs to try love. But
exactly. They're
not going
and
to
I
hear
think
him is my point. But they don't care about that. This is why I say he's delusional, because he's not going to get to them no matter how much he think his money and influence is. He's not going, in my opinion, I don't think he's going to crack that wall. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. They'll shake your hand, smile, and be winking and doing something else behind your back, you see.
But listen to this. Listen to this, Brother Kevin.
I'm listening.
Yes, he tweets to his peoples and all that, but what he just did just now, more than just his demographics is following this story and listening. So he have definitely reached a different set of people that's having this discussion. So that alone is a interesting thing. That's an interesting dynamic to the story here. And another thing I want to say, and we're going to take another call, another interesting thing is someone in the beginning of the show, if not all of us, acknowledged that it's dangerous, or he slapped people in the face. I think that was Mufasa and you, Brother, I think you guys said that he slapped everybody in the face, right, with that statement. A lot of people in the face.
Right.
Now, a lot of people right now is definitely in the uproar. This is getting a lot of attention. A lot of people are just going in and in and in on him. That alone to me is interesting, that he says something that's truthful. And yet, look what one of his things that he is claiming about the media and people being followers, this is exactly what this proves. The media exposing the people that saying, oh, no, they going in on him. But there's a lot of people that do agree with him. But
this
the media and the masses making, and that's why you said, Brother Kev, it looked like he just talking to the people. Because that's how they're steering it. And now everybody's attacking the truth. They playing everybody. Let's take a call.
Yeah, they twisted.
Let's take area code 1111. Call, you have a question or a comment?
Greetings, yes I do. I have a comment. I have a couple of quick comments. And listening to the show, I heard someone say earlier that Kanye is a free thinker and that, in fact, he agrees with him in that, you know, he's out here trying to make his money, you know, trying to come up in this system of racism and white supremacy, and we need to understand that. So I want to speak to the mind of that brother who said that, because I want you to understand a few principles. Firstly, you are free to make your choices, but you are not free from the repercussions of those choices that you make. So the people that are coming out against Kanye, those are the repercussions of the choices that he has made. Secondly, he went on the screen in the very station, if you will, of Harvey Levin, a Jewish man. Kanye is not crazy. He's clever. Had he said the Holocaust was a choice,
mm-hmm.
there would be an entirely different yep. spin on things. So I'm not trying to
Good
hear
point.
Anything
Good
about
point.
This man being a free thinker. He is a free thinker within the construct of racism, white supremacy, and he is limited mm-hmm. to who he can think freely about and speak freely about. So he can say what he wants about black folks because we don't have power in this system. Secondly, I want to bring your attention to this. I've been trying to explain elaborately about Kanye, and then I had an epiphany. And I think Morpheus can explain it for us better. In the movie, you all know where I'm going with this, right?
Yes, the Matrix.
When
the Matrix.
Morpheus said,
I'm with you.
When Morpheus said to the young man, he said, listen, there are people who will look just like you and seem as though they are one of you. And these are the people you are trying to save. But because they are a part of the system that is against us and trying to destroy us, we must see them as the enemy. That's Kanye. That's Kanye. Now you can take it or leave it. But the truth is what
right
it is.
Point.
I'm just trying to put it where the girls can get it. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah,
well, hold on,
point, brother.
I want to let me take it. I was the one who said that about the free thinkers. Now, but what you just said there, go a little bit deep into why you say Kanye is the enemy of quote unquote black people.
I just explained to you in Morpheus' statement. When he was,
mm-hmm.
what did they say? They said that they were trying to escape the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
But that the problem they were having is that they were running into people that looked as though they were a part of the culture of people that was trying to help destroy the Matrix, trying to get people
mm-hmm.
out. But Morpheus was explaining to him, you will run into people who will
right.
look as though they are doing the same thing that you're doing. But in fact, because they are a part of the system, you must consider them the enemy. I can't explain it no clearer than when you think about that movie and
well,
you think about
you,
that
okay.
statement. That's Kanye.
I got what you're saying. Now I want you to come back around and do something else. Though. As black, are you black yourself? You a black person?
Yes, sir. Very black.
Okay, so
and
what do you see us as black people, because I'm black as well, what can liberate or free black people from physical slavery or / mental slavery? What do we need to do to free ourselves from those conditions?
I believe, like Marcus Garvey said, the first thing is to have a cultural education, understanding who and what your enemy is. Because if you don't know what's got its foot on your neck, how are you going to defend
Facts.
Yourself against it?
Facts.
So I'm not
yes.
talking about a whole bunch of talking, a whole bunch of let's get together and wear dashikis and burn incense. No, I'm talking about what is the thing that's got its foot on your neck?
Yep.
Understand what that is, agree on that, and
mm-hmm.
then you can, I believe everything else will take care of itself. And when I say
yep.
what's got its foot on the neck of black people, we're going to have to put our feelings aside, and we're going to
yep.
have to accept the bitter truth and swallow some bitter herbs, because
yep.
while it is the system of racism, white supremacy, it is also the conditioning in our minds and what we do to one another.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Until we accept that, yeah.
But what you said, I appreciate that, because I'm going to bring this back full circle. Because I believe in the principles of Marcus Garvey, too. I don't know if you listened to the show before, but I'm kind of like a, how you want to say, let's just say I agree with the thought process of Marcus Garvey or Elijah Muhammad. But what I said earlier was I'm taking myself out of my body here, and I'm going to talk on the level of where I think Kanye is. So if you bring that back around to what Kanye said, because with what Marcus Garvey did, Marcus Garvey set forth a plan, okay? And he set forth a plan for us to start moving. Now, outsiders came and infiltrated that plan, some of them being black people, and destroyed that plan. And we did not go back to it. I'm going to try to go quicker because I know we got other callers, but that being said, we are not taking the steps to get back to that plan. And that's why I was saying why I like what Kanye said, because it slapped us in the face. It slapped us in the face and said, yeah, we need to start. We have to do something. We have to make moves. We can't just sit back and just chill. And, yeah, 400 years of slavery, yes, it was a choice because some of us have chose not to get back on code and make steps and make moves towards, just like you said, a plan like Marcus Garvey's. We ain't doing that. We are relaxed. So we heard that 400 years sound like a choice. Maybe that slapped some of us in the face and said, dang, I think we need to get back on code to doing what we're supposed to do, which is why I don't look at Kanye as being a detriment to my people. Because I think he said something that woke up a lot of my people into realizing what they need to really be doing.
Indeed.
The
bank
won't show
that
they
can do
crazy, so won't nobody listen to that statement. That's how they're going to combat that statement there. They're going to make him, that's why people are trying to call him crazy. And they're going to try to portray him as being crazy.
Right.
To prevent people from getting that message.
Precisely.
Because that man ain't crazy. We're going to take another caller, too.
Yeah, let's get another caller. Come on.
Okay,
let's
call in,
caller.
Let's take caller 314-381. Caller, you have a statement or comment?
Yeah, I agree with Kanye West. What he said was
400 years was a choice.
This is what he said. Listen real close. Yeah, people see it. Now, you got to admit that people, I'd say the vast majority of people are going by hearsay. They didn't read what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't break it down.
And what he said, by the way, Claude Anderson said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you hear about slavery for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. You were there for 400 years, and it's all of y'all. It's like we're mentally imprisoned. So you've been hearing about this 400 years of slavery. That is a choice. You didn't say that the people that was involved in it was doing it for a choice, even though Africans did get rid of their riffraff. A slave ship of them days, had a crew of about 15 or 30 men. Ain't no 15 or 30 men, and then you would have to leave the ship unattended. So you leave 10 on the ship. 20 men is not going to go into no African country and start taking out people. It just wasn't going to happen. That was a collaborated and a well-orchestrated plan. And as I said before,
right,
Africans did get rid of their kith and kin. And guess what? Some of them volunteered. And this story is in St. George Castle in Ghana to get captured because they wanted to know what was taking so long for their people to come back. And another thing, as Claude Anderson said, the slaves that was here on plantation who outnumber the plantation owner, they could have had they could have had a sit-down strike. What was going to happen? Was the master going to come kill that which he had paid money and bought? And there is talk about how there was choice in the Jewish Holocaust. And I'm going to tell you what they make emphasis on. The people that made the components that made it possible or that was used in the killing, They did not have to make those things. They could have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever heard of Nuremberg trials?
Yes.
What's the defense that the people that's on trial at the Nuremberg trials use? They say they was following
orders.
They
were doing their job. Yeah, they was doing their job.
All right, now hang on real quick. So the prosecutors, what do they say? You had a choice. You didn't have to do that job to kill people.
Mm.
Why is it that folks don't think, man?
Right. Well, that's the state that we're in. Now, I think to Kanye's bigger point is, now, I agree with the mental slavery part. But if we go back to chattel slavery in America, we got to think we were dealing with some diabolical people and slave masters. So you say, what would they do if, you know, all the slaves just sat down and didn't work?
They could have sat down. And you know,
yeah,
in the Caribbean,
but then they probably would have been tortured or killed or all type of inhumane
man,
type of things.
How is you going to have a handful of plantation owners going torturing? They not going to kill no the hundreds of slaves that they would have had on the plantation. And in the Caribbean,
right,
those masters was not there every day. They left,
yeah,
and came back.
Right, right.
Just like it's
well,
the whole zebra lion effect. It's the whole zebra lion effect. You know, you get three, it's a whole herd of zebras, but they see two or three lions come take down one of them, and they all scared to bust a move. When the whole herd was
no,
just
them,
moving,
have you ever seen zebras kick the hell out of a lion?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they come together and bust a move, they could defeat the lion.
Well,
but
okay, well, let's look at this. Hang on for a second. Back during the Revolutionary War, when blacks were fighting with the British for the crown, because Lord Dunmore said he was going to free them, you had roving bands of black slaves that was led by Colonel T, T-I-Y-E, or some people call him Tyrus, and also another guy, Boston King. They rode up and down the eastern seaboard, burning plantations and freeing slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference? Huh?
Well,
you ever heard that story?
Difference.
Have you ever heard that story?
There ain't no difference. That's why I was saying that what, like we said about the whole choice, that those ones made a choice to do something. And you got others that make a choice to just stay in the herd acting scary. That's what the whole
absolutely
right.
Check this
out. Right, but check this out though. Check this out. We saying all this based on the information that we have. We got to remember, a lot of slaves wasn't even allowed to read. You see what I'm saying? Their whole environment was controlled. So you're talking about someone who is grown up in a traumatizing, torturous type of environment. You can't read, like, you just, your mind, because we got to remember, the mind is a computer, you know, so the input
well,
you put in is what you're going to get out.
They 400 years.
Why did they separate slaves? Give
exactly
me the reason that's been given.
It's a lot of reasons. You don't want to get camaraderie. You don't want people to communicate.
Camaraderie,
with each other,
that mean that they would have had to be able to speak the same language, right?
Right.
All right, let me ask you another question. Going to make you think. How in the hell do a white slave master know what the hell these people are talking about? He don't not speak the language.
Right,
how do
he
know?
But he may. That's
so
why
that
he
thing
up
about that thing about them separating because they didn't want them to be speaking the same language is a bunch of bull crap. I give you another a myth, Sue, with Harriet Tubman. What did she say? I suppose they said about she would have done what?
Free more slaves if they knew that was slaves.
All right, guess what? Harriet Tubman never said that. There's no record of her saying that's a myth.
That may be true.
That
I mean,
is a myth.
I can't disagree with that. That may be true.
I can believe it.
So you see how all this stuff gets going, then it just goes complete. And here's another point. Black folks talking about Africa. If it hadn't been for the Polish Wars, if it hadn't been for the Norman invasion of Ireland, and had it hadn't been for the Franco-Fernandine and the Flemish Wars, a lot of black folks wouldn't be here today. You know why? Because they got European blood in their ancestry. So if you go back in history and you remove that European ancestry in your lineage, guess what? You disappear. Think.
Okay. Yeah. Indeed. We appreciate your call. I think we got some other callers on the line.
All right, man.
This is,
I'm going to put myself on mute.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you. Down the line. So this is Collective Minds Radio. Just real quick, we are discussing Kanye's recent, you know, recent comments and behavior, what have you. So give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. Give us a call. I had a little freeze for a minute. So let's take another call.
314-616, call. You have a question or a comment?
Yes, yes. Peace and love, everybody. Black Supremacy, how's it going?
Peace, peace.
Hey, how you doing, Colin?
I want to quickly chime in that I'm in agreement that with Kanye, I don't agree with every single thing that he says, because when I see him, I see a person that's probably a Matrix breaker / MK Ultra experiment. So there's a lot of things going on with Kanye, but I do 100% support the statement that slavery was a choice. Now, because we're dealing with a Matrix mind control situation, TMZ gave you what they wanted to give you in terms of the audio, and then you go back and you watch the full clip, and then you have a different reaction, because I think that, right, you know, since the media knows that we are reactionary people and not proactive, they'll give you what they want to give you. And even with when I look at certain rappers that are coming against them, you know, these are the same rappers that prior to his presidency were shouting out Trump and their records and Ooh, I Love Trump and Donald Trump and the Trump Towers, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You got to kind of ignore some of that stuff. But if slavery wasn't a choice, then what you're also simultaneously telling me is that you didn't have any revolt. If slavery wasn't a choice, then you're also telling me that we didn't have an underground railroad. If slavery wasn't a choice, you tell me that we didn't have people jumping from ships and committing suicide. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you make that statement and you just react and say, oh, man, it shows the condition of the mind that you're currently in, that you have limited thinking and that you have imposed upon yourself, that I had to present what I've been given. And that's the only thing that I can accept. And, of course, the person with the pen always writes the story. So when we see these images of ourselves being mutilated, castrated, and see these movies, that's why I watch slave movies, you know, it makes us think that this was our only reality, or our only way that we can deal with our oppression. And, you know, even today, I think we're still dealing with mental slavery at best. You know, we make that choice every day to go onto that plantation that we call a job. We have a choice to pay taxes. All these things are choices. So, you know, I really think that we have to just become free thinkers and limit all possibilities, and not just be accepting of what we've traditionally been taught. And to kind of piggyback on what the last caller was saying, I think one of the biggest things that we feel or neglect to discuss is you're dealing with people that have been taken out of their environment, whether you were indigenously here or you were brought from the Caribbean or Africa or whatever it is. So it's like you taking an elephant and then putting them in your backyard. You're changing this person's environment, so their conditioning is going to be different. And then also, you know, once a generation or two has grown into this slavery mentality, you're raising slaves to be conditioned, because you have to understand one thing with white people is they deal with the mind. They know that they are powerless against a person or individual that is superior to them, but they deal with the mind. So I was joking with a brother the other day. I'm like, man, these white folks, they will take an animal from captivity, get them up for the shots, and do all kinds of experiments on them just to test how things are going. So, you know, when you're dealing with somebody that's dealing with the mind, I think that mentally we have been programmed, because we are probably the most advanced versions of a computer that we have out there in human form. But that's pretty much all I really wanted to say about that. So I agree with a lot of the things that he said. Now, when he's saying that Donald Trump is his friend, this, that, and the other, and I don't know. But I do think that this kind of administration could actually be helpful to us if we wake up into a different level of understanding and see how we can
right.
use this thing to our benefit.
Indeed.
You know, so
indeed.
In that instance, I could say
yeah.
I'm with them, but saying that I'm it's friends with them and saying the other, I don't know. But one more thing I want to say, particularly dealing with Kanye, is he had made a video a couple of years back called Famous. And if you notice,
mm-hmm.
anytime he uses his platform, he says something off the wall to most people, it makes that person famous. And in that video, particularly at the end, after the bars are spit, you have like 6 minutes of 10 people that are in bed, and you see that
in
George
bed,
Bush
right.
was there. You know,
yeah,
you see
Trump.
Donald Trump was there.
Trump was
and,
there.
And, you know,
yeah.
he's telling you back then, I'm in bed with white folks. And they're using coded language that you have to understand
mm-hmm.
from a different perspective. You follow what I'm saying? And even,
yeah,
even then,
you
know, the election had not been decided, but how was it that you had Bush and Trump in the same bed? And we know that those are the two presidents in our lifetime that have won through the electoral vote and not through a vote by the people. And how are they telling you in November you have a new president when the electoral college doesn't vote until December? So you're playing tricks on your mind. They're playing tricks
right.
on our mind.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Yes, sir. Appreciate them comments, caller. You was right on. Go ahead.
All I know, they do not want people to catch that message. He said that's why they're gonna try to make this man look crazy. And it's amazing how people is falling for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna address Kanye's perspective, what I believe to be Kanye's perspective. I do not consider this man to be crazy at all. I'm not saying that I'm calling him a genius or a brilliant either. I'm just saying that he's not crazy, and it's sad that you cannot evolve.
Express yourself.
Without somebody considering you to be crazy because you're doing things differently or you're saying things differently. That's ridiculous that you are deemed to appear crazy because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, that man is not out of control. He's not running around, taking his clothes off, stabbing folks, just doing, he's not behaving that way. I think what everybody has struggles. So what I can see that one of his struggles is his communication. He has trouble making his points. He's all over the place. And if you want to attach a name to that and call it something, so be it, you know. So I'm not even going to try to dispute whether or not, okay, yeah, so he has a mental illness. It's not even about that for me because that's really all it is. If anybody on this earth will be diagnosed with some type of mental illness if they were to be evaluated by
right.
a different doctor. So.
I just want to say this before you went too far, but just because he's not expressing himself like everybody is used to, like you said, he having trouble expressing himself. He know what he's saying. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That still don't make him crazy.
I think that's one of the things that I have noticed that he may struggle with that. And that doesn't make you crazy. You know, he
right.
did acknowledge that he had got rid of a lot of people around him. He don't need no manager and all those things. And I understand
right.
that. So he probably don't have a publicist. Or if he do, he don't have one that's managing him day to day. You know, so he
can't be managed.
That point, so they think, yeah, they think just because he's not okay. And I think a lot of the reason why he's having trouble, or that's one of his struggles, is because he's self-conscious. And I think because he's tripping off of other people saying things about him, and it's making him second-guess himself now. And it comes across as, okay, he's trying to think about what he said. I think he just got too much going on in his head because he is self-conscious. And I think the fact, and he did admit this too, that he would trip off things that people say, which, you know, that's not anything uncommon and unusual, you know. So what is he just so happened to have money and he raps, okay. But he's still human. And I think
right.
that's just really what it is. I just think it's sad that people cannot evolve. And I'm surprised that when you guys listen to his interview that he didn't even remind you guys of me, because he, when I listened to him, I was like, he said things that I have said, you know. So it's not like I don't know him, so I cannot defend whether or not he's just crazy or not. That's why I said I'm not saying that he's brilliant or genius, but I don't think he's crazy. If I'm judging what I've seen and what we're talking about.
Right. Well, I would say this about Kanye. I don't think he's any more crazier than any of us. You know, like Roger Starr just pointed out. However, I do think the brother is very delusional, and he's uninformed. Now, out of his own words, he said that, you know, he doesn't read, you know. So I think he's delusional and uninformed. And I will say this, he is also a slave to his ego, to fame, and to the money. You see what I'm saying? So I can't really just sit here and give him a big pass, even though I do salute the brother for sparking this conversation. I think that was powerful in itself. However, like I said, I think he's delusional and uninformed. With that said, he's also a musical genius. You know, he's brilliant musically. He has an ear. You know, he's talented and all that. But if we step away from that, just his thoughts and him as a person, like I said, I think there are some issues that need to be worked on, just like everybody. You know what I'm saying? We all have our issues and we all have things, you know, that we can work on. However, like I said, as far as him aligning himself with Trump and thinking that is free thought somehow, I disagree with that. I don't think that has nothing to do with free thought. You know, and I'm not the one who believes that blacks should be Democrats or blacks should be Republicans or whatever. You know, I think both parties are the same, in my opinion. So I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think he's aligning himself with a particular regime or administration that has proven thus far to not have black people's best interests. Now, with that said, the caller that we just had, he made a good statement. We may be able to use this Donald Trump administration. When I say we, I mean black people may be able to use this Donald Trump administration to our benefit, because one thing we know about Donald Trump is that he's arrogant, you know, and if we can find a way to position ourselves, you know, and come to the table with power, we can probably use his arrogance as a solution or some type of way to benefit us. You see what I'm saying? So I will give him that. Now, I don't know where this thing is going or what, but we may be able to use someone like a Trump, even though he has his views. You know, he may look at us like black people, oh, y'all ain't talking about nothing, this and that. You're not together. You're not this and that. Hey, let's go ahead and give him reparations. You know, I could see him doing something like that. You know what I mean? As far as working out the logistics on how black people would get reparations, because he don't think that we would do anything with it in his arrogance. You know, but then at that point, it would be up to us to go ahead. What you said?
I said I want to address something that you said. I just want to be clear of something.
Okay.
Just because Kanye West had admitted to not being a heavy reader and things like that, that does not mean that he's uninformed to the degree that you can discredit what he's saying, unless you're going to quiz him on the things that he would have read or just like someone else read and just choose to believe. Like, just because he may not have or know the information in these books out here, which is still nothing more than something that somebody else wrote for whatever reason, whether they researched or whatever, if you weren't there researching with these people or whatever their experience was and what they're writing down, you just chose to believe it. So, you know, as far as being informed, and I just want to make it clear that it's dependent on what you're judging him, all the information you're going to judge him off of. Because if you want to quiz him in the books, then okay, yeah, maybe you can say he's uninformed because he didn't read it. But I don't want you saying that he's misinformed only because he's not reading, and, like, what do you mean by misinformed? Because you can still have information and experience and things like that, which gives you information, and be well informed.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
hey, hold on, Brother
Kev.
Go ahead.
Before you call, I think we got another call. Let's see if this call is online. Hold on.
Let's go.
All right, caller 314-381. Did you want to make a comment or ask a question?
No, I was just holding on, listening.
All right, bro.
Okay. Indeed, indeed. So, no, what I was saying by him being informed is he made a blanket statement about slavery and the history, you know, of 400 years. So what I'm saying, he's misinformed about all the different, you know, nuances and complications, because that's a blanket statement saying there was a choice. And we agree on this phone that we do have choices. But I'm saying that was just a blanket statement, and there's more, you know, there's just more situations and different things within that context of the statement he made. And I think he's uninformed about.
So if it was a blanket statement, why would everybody assume something bad, though? If it's just a blanket statement, everybody who's angry and have a problem with what he said, why are you imagining something bad? Because there's again,
because
not utilizing choice correctly.
Right. I mean,
because if it's the statement is blanket, why are you mad? If, you know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about for those who have a problem with it. If the statement is blanket, why are you mad?
Right. I think they, and I can't speak for them, but to me, I listed a whole interview on TMZ. I listed a Charlamagne interview and, you know, some other things, you know, as far as Conway. But I think it came off a little, it came off insensitive to the ancestors. And that was kind of the first thing I thought when he said it, is like, damn, you know, there were a lot of ancestors that fought back and, you know, choose to get up out of the condition that they were in. Like,
right,
you know, you have to take them into
consideration.
So I think, you know.
Yeah, that's true. People did fight. That's why I said.
Right.
That
so he was going.
So it's like, why would one even think he's talking about the ones that fought? That just don't make sense. You know, if I go get water, it's for people that's thirsty. It ain't the ones that don't want it. It's like, why would that information apply to, I'm just curious to understand why all these group of people would take this and apply it in the wrong way. They pointed to the wrong group. I mean, it's like, why do you think he's talking about the people that fought? That just don't make no sense. It's obvious that he's talking about the ones that didn't choose to fight.
Yeah,
that's
and
what
the people of and the people of today.
Right, and the right. I mean, that only makes sense.
Right, so I'm gonna give y'all a few things that we got to keep in context too, right? The mother has passed, and he, as he said in the Charlamagne interview, doesn't feel like he has a lot of people he can trust. He said he don't trust nobody. And if you listen to the whole interview, Charlamagne asked him when they was walking up the hill at the very end. Maybe many people didn't catch that. He asked Kanye if he trusted his wife's family, if he trusted the Kardashians. And Kanye gave a long pause. He gave a long pause.
He said, "I gotta go home."
And he was like, "You know, in other words, finesse this answer. You know, I'm gonna be politically correct." And Charlamagne kind of laughed, and he was like, "Yeah, you gotta go home." He's like, "That's right, I gotta go home." So we gotta look at this. We gotta look at that. Number one, his mother's past, which was, you know, his voice of reason, his moral compass, his consoler, and, you know, all those things that a mother, his nurturer, all those things that a mother is to any, you know, to most people. That's number one. His mother's gone, so he's in a certain space. Number two, maybe a year or so ago, he tweeted that he was in debt. You know, it's not debt like we're in debt. It's like rich people debt, but still, he tweeted out something about, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook giving him some money because he was in debt. So that's number two. Number three, he admitted to having liposuction, and they gave him drugs, and he was addicted to opioids. So this Kanye is it even though he said what he said, I don't think a lot of the times this man is in his right mind. Like, you can call it what you want to, but we do know that the drugs have an effect on you. And he was like, when he was in hospital, they had him on 10 drugs. Now he's down to 7 or 3 or whatever you said. But I think the drugs have an effect on a brother's mind, and he's in a certain space where he's always been controversial, always been, you know, saying crazy comments and speaking off the top. But I think, you know, it can go too far sometimes. Go ahead, brother.
Well, Brother Kev, I would say speaking out of your mind and saying, you know, I can walk through a brick wall, I can walk on water. He ain't saying make no statement like that. The brother just said exercise yourself as a free thinker. And what he said about we just sit here and debate over the slavery comment, that's a fact. You know, he spoke about when the Charlamagne interview about how he had to walk away from Nike because it wasn't doing right. That wasn't a crazy thing. That was a fact of something they was doing. So I haven't heard him say nothing that was crazy like, you know what I'm saying? I could die and I'll never die or something like that. It's just the stuff that he's saying. He's just freely expressing himself. And just because he's freely expressing himself, people are attacking him and saying, you crazy. Just because you freely spoke your mind. And that's the danger. And that's what he was trying to express to people is how dangerous that is when you can't freely express your truth without people saying that you crazy.
They want us to think he's crazy because of what he's saying. He just told folks, look, we have a choice, in case you didn't know. Hello? They want, then that's why they want this man to look so crazy. That's why I'm saying they because I know I'm a bit of a conspiracy theory, so. I'm not saying he ain't a part of the plot. I ain't saying he ain't a part of it because, I mean, he's also revealing information, too, that's going to make people say, maybe like Brother Kevin just said, maybe he was on these drugs and he wasn't in his right state of mind. To say that, you know, people will, you know, unfortunately, they're going to judge you by it. You know, they're going to judge you by it. So it's like,
I think he did exactly what he set out to do. He did. He expressed himself in order to get people to think and talk about. He did exactly what he set out to do. That wasn't being crazy. He expressed himself. And his expression just shocked the hell out of some people. You know what I'm saying? And that's what free thinking do. When somebody just straight up tell it how they see it, it's known to shock a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? That's what free thinking and free talk does. I mean, you can think of a lot of things that we have going on now in today's society that people couldn't even imagine. But because they thought it, they put it into action, and they made it be, it became true. I mean, who would have known we'd have been flying in planes? I bet you the person who commented on that years or however many years ago it was, that said we can fly, they probably looked at him like he was crazy. You crazy. And look what we're doing now. We're flying every day.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, you know, Kanye has always been a controversial artist and figure, and he's done several things throughout his career that some people may seem as crazy. You know, like being on a live telethon and telling people Bush don't care about black people. Even though we may agree, you know, some people may be like, that's crazy.
But was it crazy? To a lot of people, was it true? Because a lot of people felt like
that's the question.
Bush didn't like black people, but they just didn't say it.
Right.
He said it.
Right.
Now they make him crazy. He just went on and said what a lot of people was thinking, but it was too scared to open their face.
That was his brave. That was his brave.
Right.
Yep.
I give him that. And then he got up on stage. Remember when Beyonce didn't win the Video of the Year award, he got up on stage and took Taylor Swift award or something. and Zelda B and went on a rant about Beyonce. And I said a lot of people looked at that as crazy. So, I mean, he, like I said, he's always been a controversial artist. But look, let me ask y'all this. Because we know by nature humans have a lot of different thoughts, and we may not want to admit this, but we're contradictory by nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Contradictory by nature. Because I'm going to just to give you an example of myself. I love, you know, hip-hop, rap music or whatever, and you know, with the different words, the language that's in it, even though I know better, and I have Dr. Francis Quest Wilson in my head saying that we cannot be a world-class people calling each other niggas and bees and hoes, you know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, I listen to the music. So what I'm saying is, based on that, all the thoughts that we have in our head, regardless, are we supposed to let those out? Some of the things we have to weigh before we speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the thoughts that we have in our head, we can't just be like, oh, this is going, right, this goes against the grain, so I'm going to just say it. This is how I'm feeling right now, so let me just put it out there and say it. Because then you end up having to retract and trying to clean up what you stated. You see, so my point to saying that is, I think Kanye was feeling himself in that TMZ interview. He kind of went overboard and pushed the envelope by saying, you know, 400 years to say, that sounds like a choice to me. Which that may be true, but you have to lead it up. Hold on, that may be true, but you have to lead it up and kind of put it in some type of context. You know, it'd be different if he just started off like everybody has a choice and, you know, mental slave and just got to describing that and then kind of went into the slavery thing somehow. But I think the way he put it out there was just like a shock. You see what I'm saying? But go ahead, Mufasa.
I was just going to say, I'm going to answer your question with another question. What's wrong? Why not say how you feel? And if you think differently a month later or 2 or 3 months or a year later, you come out and express that thought. That's the whole point.
I'm not.
Like I said before, this is Mufasa outside of his normal self. I'm on the outer fifth dimensional shit right now. But
right,
that's why it's okay to express yourself. If you express yourself, you say how you feel, you may, as you going through life and you experiencing life and on the path of Kanye West being a part of the creator, something may hit you and change your mind. You come back and say, you know, when I said that 2 years ago, I was feeling this way, but now I've evolved and I feel another way. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. What's
right? I agree. I agree with that exactly. However, we're saying this on the phone, but we know as a society that's kind of frowned upon. And I agree. That's why I asked the question. Should we just put all our thoughts out there no matter what we're feeling at the time, put them out there? And some say yes, because we have a lot of – we can point to a figure like Tupac. He was like this. He would say things and go on his rant, and then he may have to come back and say, I feel different. Like, he went off on he was talking about Quincy Jones and different other people, and as he kind of grew and matured, he ended up going back and apologizing. So, yeah, I agree with Mufasa. That's a great point. We should be able to do that without, you know, and have a different change of opinion and explain how we feel at that certain time. So, yeah, I think that's that's definitely.
I know we have like 5 minutes left. I just want to say this, and I'm gonna fall back because I got to come back into my body now and give y'all Mufasa's thought process. Okay, my thought process, based in the reality and where I'm at now, and not in the higher self, is I've always been on the one because, you know, we've had our conversations about free will. And y'all know how I feel about free will. Us as people, this free will, and this is exactly why we so all over the place now, is because of the free will and the free thought. You know, so me, I don't oppose. Oh, man, I better not. You know what? Never mind. Y'all, I'm going to fall back. I ain't even going to say what I was going to say.
Oh,
I ain't going to do
this
Kanye.
Get it out. Get it out, brother. We just talked about it.
Let's go. I spit that out, that's going to go hard. I'm going to sit up with it. I'm going to fall back and say that I just think that I don't 100%, you know, I understand where Kaya is, and I get why his, where his friend thinking is, but because of what he said and his expressing himself, now it has got him in trouble with society. Now, which is crazy? Is Kanye crazy, or is the society that he live in crazy? And I'll leave it at that.
Indeed. Great point. I say the society all day. But Elijah Starr, you got some last words. We got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah. I just, you know, when I was looking at listening to these interviews and things like that with Charlamagne and just listening to a lot of people comment and actually listening to Kanye, he, you know, I really related to a lot of things that he was saying. That's why I feel like he's not crazy, you know. But some people may say that I'm crazy. I have gotten it, you know. And I learned that he was a Gemini.
That Gemini energy. That's it.
I related to a lot of things he said. Like I said, I'm surprised that when you guys heard him talk, y'all didn't think about me a few times because I know it was things that he said that I've kind of touched base on. But like I said earlier, though, I think one of the things he struggle with, and I think it's due to him being self-conscious, is communicating well, you know, being able to get his points across. And and from a Gemini perspective, that's very important to be able to
Indeed.
Do that.
Indeed. Gemini, Kanye, and Tupac. Gemini.
Yeah, and I think he's struggling, so he can't express himself. And I know you guys heard me say this before, too. He's trying to explain something that's non-physical with words. It's impossible to do. And I think that's what it is. I think he has evolved into, you know, something different than what he was, you know, in the past, you know, which is okay. We're supposed to change. And I think he's trying to figure out how to express that now, that new him. And
indeed,
I just don't
indeed.
Think he's crazy. Especially when we talked about the language thing, I was like, yes, all day. I've been, you know, I said that for a long time now, and I'm like, yeah, I feel him. And I just hate that we can't, you know, evolve without being judged and looked at like it's a bad thing. I think we identify with too many things too much, and that's what happens when we do that. We fight. We try to fight stuff that we feel like is coming against what we have identified ourselves to be. We've been defending ourselves for nothing.
Indeed. Collective Minds Radio, thank you, callers. Thank you to all the supporters. We appreciate it. And shout out to Kanye for at least making us have this conversation. So if he did nothing else, he got folks talking and got them wheels turning in their minds. So, you know, shout out to
that.
Be politely trying to play me, trying to play. But if I catch him out in Cali, I'ma scrape him. And ain't no peace reflection shit, cause you don't reflect me.
Yeah.
And you ain't gotta like me, bitch, but you gon' respect me.
Yeah.
That money ain't real, don't debate
me.
Just make sure it hit my